Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Just Glow With It podcast. And if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine. I am a certified life coach, content creator, and the host of this podcast where we talk about all things lifestyle, wellness, and self-growth, all from a balanced perspective. I just want to start off this episode by saying I cannot believe that we are already in the month of July. As I'm recording this, it is July 1st, and I don't know about all of you, but the month of June really, and I mean really, flew by very quickly for me. The month of June was also a very chaotic month for me. There's been a lot of unexpected surprises, some valuable lessons, and if I'm completely honest, nothing went according to plan this past month, yet somehow it seems like everything kind of worked out exactly how it was meant to. And I have been spending the last few weeks with my sister. One of my sisters is visiting me for the summer. And I have to say, having her around has really forced me to slow down and appreciate the little moments in life so much more. It's been nice to kind of have a change of pace in my daily routine. And it's also allowed me time to reflect a lot these last few weeks. These last few weeks, I've had a lot of time to self-reflect, to slow down, to think about my life and where I'm at and what I'm doing. And I've had a few significant realizations. One of the things that I've come to realize is for a while now, I've kind of been living my life on autopilot, just going through the motions of things and not really understanding the reason behind my actions. I'd wake up, follow the same kind of routine, which was make some breakfast, do a workout, and kind of dive into my workday. And I did all of this without truly connecting to the why behind everything that I'm doing. And I know it might not seem like a big deal to think about, especially because these habits that I'm talking about sound relatively productive and healthy, but forgetting my why behind what I'm doing has left me feeling very uninspired, very stagnant. It's led me to making decisions that don't align with my bigger vision that I have for myself. I started to feel really lost in my life and like I wasn't making any progress, when in reality, all I needed was a fresh perspective and a reminder to return back to my purpose, to remember my why, and to begin living intentionally once again. So coming into the new month of July, one of my goals is to kind of reclaim that sense of intentional living and realign myself with my why, with my purpose, with my higher self. Living intentionally is about infusing meaning into every aspect of our lives. It's about embracing our deepest desires and our values and allowing them to guide our decisions in life. When we consciously choose to live with intention, we are able to regain control and create a life that truly resonates with our authentic selves. So if you're someone who's been feeling stagnant yourself, or you've been living on autopilot, you're feeling uninspired, or you just feel a little bit lost in life right now, then keep on listening because I'm sharing my tips on how I plan on getting back into alignment, back to living intentionally, back to remembering my purpose, remembering my why behind why I started this journey in the first place and why I do the things that I'm doing and how I'm making those adjustments. So I think this is a great episode to start off the new month and the second half of the year. This is a great pick-me-up episode if you've kind of lost that new year momentum and you need a little mid-year check-in. This is the episode for you. So I really hope that you enjoy this episode. And if you do, I would so appreciate if you could share this episode with anyone who you think may also benefit from the topics that we discuss. Share this on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can personally thank you for listening. And if you really enjoy the podcast, I would also appreciate if you could rate and review the podcast so that more people can discover it. And if you want more of this content in your life, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel. My goal is to reach 10K. So if you would like to support me in that goal, I would so appreciate it. All of the links to everything will be in the show notes. So with all that being said, let's go ahead and get into today's episode.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
So when it comes to getting back to my purpose and getting back to living intentionally, there are a few steps that I'm taking to ensure that I'm doing that each day. And one of the first things that I've been doing is nurturing connection with myself and cultivating more mindfulness. I think one of the reasons why I veered away from living intentionally and from my purpose was that I lost touch with myself on a deeper level. Although I was keeping up with my daily habits and my journaling, I neglected to ask myself the tough questions, and I neglected to tune into my own thoughts and emotions just with the busyness of life and everything going on around me. And I think it's really easy to forget to check in with ourselves when life gets hectic. But that connection to our inner essence, to our intuition, is so incredibly powerful and crucial in living intentionally. Some things you may experience when you lack that sense of self-connection, and some things that I personally experienced, was losing sight of my goals and my purpose and my why, which I kind of talked about already at the intro. I forgot why I started my journey in the first place. I forgot the bigger reason why behind all the things that I was doing, and I was just living on autopilot and just doing things out of habit. So for example, when it comes to content creation, a big reason why I started creating content in the first place is because, one, I wanted to share my journey in a way that was relatable to other people who are also on a similar journey as me. I wanted to be a source of inspiration and motivation for people who, again, were on a similar journey. And I wanted to be that person for other people that I wish I had on my journey. For the last few months or so, I kind of forgot about that, and I was more focused on numbers and analytics, things like that, but not really putting the intention behind it. And as a result, I didn't get the fulfillment out of what I was doing, or maybe I didn't see the results that I wanted. And I think that also impacted my well-being and my mental health and in feeling lost, because I wasn't regularly checking in with myself and discerning my own desires. And one major indicator that I had lost that connection with myself was the lack of fulfillment that I experienced while doing things that previously brought me joy. For example, my morning routine or my Pilates workout or making my iced coffee for the day. It wasn't that the habits themselves had become ineffective. It was more so the lack of intention that left me feeling unsatisfied. So, to kind of course correct this issue or this lack of connection with myself and lack of mindfulness, I've incorporated daily mindfulness practices into my routine so that I can once again cultivate, nurture that deep connection with myself. And one of the things is meditation. meditation has always been something that has helped me to really tap into my thoughts, my feelings, my higher self. And it's been a great source of calmness in the midst of all the chaos. So getting back to meditating, I had been meditating in the past, but I was only doing like a 3-minute meditation that didn't really allow me to get deep with myself. And this is what I mean about doing things out of habit and not with intention. I would do my 3-minute meditation just so that I could check it off my to-do list and feel like I accomplished something, when in reality, I wasn't actually benefiting from it because I wasn't getting as deep as I needed to get with myself. And so I started doing longer meditations, even though they are difficult for me to do. I knew that I needed to get a little bit deeper with myself. And for me, meditation is a great way to do that. Another daily mindfulness practice that I'm doing is journaling. But the key with journaling is asking yourself the right questions. So like with meditation, I was doing my daily journaling just to check it off my to-do list and say that I did it, and just so that I could feel like I was being productive. But the problem was that I wasn't asking myself the right questions. I wasn't getting deep enough in my journaling sessions. A simple question for me that I've been journaling on that to connect deeply with my thoughts and my feelings is simply asking myself, how are you? I feel like this is such an underrated and simple journal prompt that we tend to overlook because it's such a simple question. But really taking the time to start your day with just asking yourself, how am I right now? How am I feeling? What am I thinking? And you might be surprised at some of the things that come up for you when you take the time to check in with yourself. A big theme for me is just keeping things simple with my daily mindfulness practices. It doesn't have to be anything super complicated. That's something that's been very helpful, as well as spending quality alone time with myself. And I want to emphasize the word quality. So I've come to recognize that not all alone time is created equal. Meaning I could spend like the whole day by myself, but if I am spending that time scrolling on TikTok, that isn't really quality alone time. That isn't helping me to connect deeper with myself versus spending a whole day to myself where I intentionally disconnect from all distractions like my phone or my laptop, and I spend that time in true solitude where I can genuinely listen to my inner voice and gain insight into my own needs and desires and just connect deeper with myself. So quality alone time for me looks like not being on my phone or having any notifications on, deleting social media, not being on my laptop, and maybe spending the afternoon journaling by the pool or reading or cooking without listening to any music or having anything going on in the background, and just truly being with myself and giving myself time to actually connect with my thoughts. I know a lot of us, we are constantly being distracted. And even if it's a positive distraction, for example, maybe you like to listen to a podcast on your way to work, or you listen to a motivational video while you're getting ready for the day. Even though that's positive content to consume, you're still consuming something that is preventing you from being able to connect with yourself. And I think it's really important to carve out time, whether it's one day a week or one day a month, where you aren't consuming anything, where you aren't distracted by anything, and when you are truly alone with yourself and with your thoughts. And one of my goals for quarter three is to have at least one day a week where I'm not on my phone, I'm not on my laptop, I'm not doing any work. I am truly just in my own presence and in my own energy and allowing myself to connect with myself in whatever way that may look like. So that's going to be really important for me in connecting deep with myself. as well as prioritizing creative outlets. Having a creative outlet that is truly just for you is so important, and it's so therapeutic, and it's so fun to just sit there and create something out of nothing and just have it be for you. So I definitely am prioritizing more creative time for myself, and I think that's going to help so much with not burning out as much, feeling more inspired and motivated to create content for you guys. So I'm really glad to be back in my scrapbooking era, and it's been nice to kind of cultivate more mindfulness throughout my daily routine. I definitely have been spending more time by the pool, journaling, reading, scrapbooking, cooking, doing all that good stuff. So that's been good for the soul. And doing those things is what has helped me to gain some of the insights that I have and, you know, realize that I hadn't been living intentionally. So I'm very grateful for that. My second tip for living intentionally and connecting back to your purpose is to align your priorities. I think at times we can find ourselves engaging in certain actions out of habit rather than from a genuine desire to do those things or because they feel aligned to your goals and or to your values. And if you've been experiencing a sense of being stuck or stagnant in your life lately, it's worth asking yourself, why am I doing the things that I'm doing? And you might find that some of the habits you've been following once served a purpose, but now no longer do, and maybe it's time to make a change in your habits, or maybe you might have unknowingly slipped back into old unhealthy habits, in which case it's time to realign with those habits that actually serve you and are going to support you in being the person that you want to be. I found that it was more so doing things out of habit and not asking myself what my intent behind my actions were. And so I needed to remember why I was doing certain things, and if it was something that once felt good for me to do but now no longer felt good, then, you know, I made the adjustments necessary. But it's really important to make sure that the actions that you are taking every single day are aligned with your purpose and with the life that you want to live. And all that requires is just checking in with the things that you are doing and why you are doing them. And another tip for living more intentionally that has been very helpful for me is creating rituals and routines that actually support my desire for living more intentionally. I think it's really important to set aside dedicated moments throughout our week that nourish our mind, our body, and our soul in some way. So some things that I like to do are taking a sound healing class once a month, or carving out 15 minutes in the middle of the day to reconnect with myself, to see how I'm feeling, what I might need. I also love to do a self-care Sunday routine where I reset for the week, check in with how I did that week with my goals, where I could improve, and I really set the tone for the upcoming week. And it might seem like these are seemingly small habits that are insignificant, but they do carry a remarkable impact on your overall well-being. Another tip that's so important in living intentionally is having relationships that are aligned with the life that you want to live, the person you want to become. The people that we choose to surround ourselves with and connect with have a huge influence on our ability to live an intentional life that is aligned with our values. So for example, let's say the idea of going out and getting drunk every weekend doesn't appeal to you anymore. If your current circle of friends is still in that lifestyle and that's their scene, it might be time to possibly seek out new friendships who share a similar vision as you. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to just cut ties with everyone and cut everyone off, especially if the people in your life haven't done anything wrong. It's okay to be on a different journey or in a different chapter than the people in your life. Again, I'm not saying that you have to cut off your best friend of 10 years because maybe they are in a different chapter than where you are. It just might mean that you need to make adjustments within that friendship. Maybe it's, you know, seeing them once a month instead of every week, or maybe it's talking to them less, or, you know, making time for other friends whose desires align with yours. Definitely prioritize creating relationships and friendships with people who do share similar values and desires and goals as you, because that is going to motivate you and help you get to where you want to be and to live more intentionally. And my last tip in living more intentionally that I think is so important to stay on the course of living intentionally is to reflect and course correct often. Because life gets so busy, it's no surprise that we can sometimes get off track from our goals and our purpose and our why, which is exactly what happened to me. It's really important to create moments of reflection that allow you to assess whether the choices and actions that you've been making align with your values and your purpose, because life has a sneaky way of throwing us off balance. But by regularly checking in with ourselves, we can spot those moments where we are falling off track a bit, or we are making decisions that don't fully align with our values and our desires, and we can course correct. I think the moments where we find ourselves falling off track or kind of going in the wrong direction are great opportunities to learn lessons and make the adjustments necessary to realign us with our true path. And something to remember is the journey towards living an intentional and aligned life is an ever-evolving one. As you grow and evolve as a human, so will your desires and your values and your goals. So I think it's really important to constantly connect with yourself, with your heart, and see where you might need to pivot, where you might need to make adjustments, where you might need to course correct, what you need to let go of. As long as we take a step back to connect with ourselves, to practice mindfulness, we can confidently navigate ourselves back to the essence of who we truly are, back to our purpose, back to our why, and back to living an aligned life. And so my hopes with this episode is that if you have been feeling lost, stagnant, stuck, off track in your own life, that these steps help you get back into the right direction, help you feel back in alignment, back on track. So I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. As a final reminder, if you are interested in checking out our sponsor for today's episode, the link to that will be in the show notes. And if you want more of this content in your life, be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, follow me on Instagram and TikTok. And that is all I have to say for this week's episode. So as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.